Well, let's now talk to political journalist and author Gerard O'Coleman, who joined us from Paris this evening. Thanks very much for joining us again on RT International. You're in the French capital. What's the mood and atmosphere in the city right now?
We're being told that there's a state of war and a state of emergency. We've had this before. We had this in January, and for several weeks we had non-stop sirens and non-stop chatter on the radio about the threat from radical Islam and terrorist groups and so on. And so we're having a kind of a replay of that, but it has been, I think, accentuated, and we're going to have an intensification of the media campaign, which is essentially a propaganda campaign to make people in France fear Muslims. We need to be clear about the origin of the war on terror. The war on terror is, I quote, orchestrated from abroad. These are the words François Hollande used to describe this terrorist attack. Well, the attacks that have been continuing to destroy Syria, to massacre its population, have also been orchestrated from abroad. They were orchestrated by NATO, and they've been carrying these attacks out against the civilian population of Syria for 4 years now. And this is a terrorist campaign that is also orchestrated from abroad. And people in Europe need to understand that there is a war that is becoming global, that is being waged against civilian populations in particular. It is a form of neo-imperialism and neo-colonialism, which aims to divide and conquer European and Middle Eastern and African and the world's population, for that matter, and to make them submit to a global order that does not serve the interests of most of the people on this planet, but that does serve the interests of a very few ruling elite, very small, tiny, and particularly tyrannical ruling elite. There is no war on terror. There is a war that is being waged using proxy groups, terrorist proxy groups, and they are being used against nation states who are resisting US and Israeli hegemony, and they are also being used as a means of disciplining the workforces in Europe. In a period of mass unemployment and austerity, you now have terrorist attacks being committed by terrorists funded, armed, and trained by Western intelligence agencies. There is no such thing as ISIS. ISIS is a creation of the United States. We know that from official sources of the US military themselves. Declassified documents from the Defense Intelligence Agency have confirmed that. And the French are now, the French government is now attempting to drum up support for more military intervention in Syria. And what they want to do is they want to get in on the game. The game is almost lost. The Russians have routed much of the Islamic State. You now have Islamic State militants coming into Europe disguised as refugees. That will destabilize Central Europe. And the French government wants to get in on the game in Syria and prop up those so-called moderate rebels. There are no moderate rebels, of course, in Syria. There are Al-Qaeda and ISIS militants, terrorists who have been beheading people, eviscerating people, absolutely creating chaos and genocide right across the region, and this does not serve the Syrian people or anyone other than the Western corporate elites and their geopolitical interests.
What do you expect France to do now in the light not only of Friday's terrorism, but 10 months on from Charlie Hebdo? It's not going to ease up on what it's doing, is it?
No. Much depends on how the French public will react. We are being bombarded now with a media propaganda campaign. There's this non-stop talk where we're told not to go out in the street. We're supposed to be fearful and keep quiet and so on. I think there is going to be a campaign against dissidents in France. They're very worried about the new media that has emerged in recent years, and they are very worried about the alternative media. So I think there you will see, we saw this actually after the attacks in January, you will see a conflation of terrorism and dissidents. So one of the tools which the mass media uses to discredit any kind of rational questioning of the established order, and particularly the war on terrorism, is to deride those who would question the war on terrorism as conspiracy theorists. And I think you're going to see a crackdown on so-called conspiracy theorists and websites that actually publish rational and honest analysis of what is happening. So you're going to see more of that type of intellectual terrorism, which is already at a boiling point in France. I mean, it's got to the point now where you have professors in universities who are being intimidated. You have school teachers who are basically being fired for even suggesting that there may be a link between French imperialism and terrorism. There was one case recently, for example, of a school teacher who almost lost his job when he suggested there might be a link between French foreign policy and terrorism. So we are going through a period of deep intellectual terrorism. And of course, these random terrorist acts, which are a form of low-intensity civil war. I think that the current crisis, the refugee crisis, which is really a form of coercive engineered migration, because they could have easily have been prevented, this form of coercive engineered migration is going to make this a lot worse, and it is going to create the conditions of civil war. It is a natural consequence, of course, of globalization, of financial capitalism. This is essentially what it leads to. I mean, it leads to a breakdown of society. And the only way in which they can kind of keep everybody down is by a policy of divide and conquer. So you're going to see a situation where you've got a very much a Wahhabized working class in France. They're being Wahhabized by the allies of the French political elite, the Saudis and the Qataris. They're building Wahhabite mosques all over the place. And that is going to Wahhabize the youth, and they're going to be then used as pawns, if you like, in much bigger geopolitical wars, wars, proxy wars against Russia, proxy wars against Iran in the Middle East, and so on. And that is going to create massive social unrest. It's going to divide working people against each other. And the only people who are going to actually benefit from this are the war contractors, the military, industrial, media, intelligence complex. So in whatever way you look at this, I don't know who exactly did committed this attack and this atrocity, but the real people who are responsible, whether directly or indirectly or consciously or unconsciously, is the French government, because they have been complicit in terrorism in the Middle East and all over Africa. And that needs to be understood. And if we don't understand that, this is going to continue and it's going to deteriorate. We will find ourselves in a situation under martial law, if this continues. So it really needs to be analyzed and understood.
Can I pick you up on the issue of migrants and refugees? Because one of the terrorists appears to have been a French citizen, another a recent migrant to the country. What do you think this will do to France's policies towards the migrant crisis?
Well, I think there is sufficient evidence to suggest strongly, in fact, that the current crisis, I mean, the migration crisis is something that is ongoing, and there are different waves. You've got different waves coming up from Libya, you've got the ones coming up from Syria and up through the Balkans. But the current kind of refugee crisis, as it were, is what I would refer to as coercive engineered migration. This is a term used by Kelly Greenhill, a US academic, who wrote an interesting book on this, whereby she shows that migration can be used as a tool by one state to destabilize another state. In this case, it's definitely being used by the United States and Turkey to destabilize the Balkans, Mitteleuropa, which would be Hungary, and of course Germany. And the reason, the geostrategic reasons of this, are basically go back to classical geopolitics, which is Halford Mackinder's theory of the world, of dividing the world island. That is to say, you divide the Eurasian Peninsula from the Baltic Sea to the Black Sea. You create an intermarium there so that you prevent German and Russian unity. And that is why Germany essentially is being kind of overrun with people who are themselves victims of globalization, but they are now being instrumentalized and used as weapons of globalization. And this is one of the key contemporary strategies of US imperialism. You use the consequences of globalization as further tools to further globalization. And I think there is no policy in Europe to to control immigration or anything like that. I think that the key question here is not actually controlling immigration. The key question is stopping this geopolitical destabilization of Europe. Some countries are attempting to do that. Hungary is attempting to do that. Bulgaria is attempting to a certain extent to do that. In other words, trying to find out who's an actual refugee and who isn't. They're prioritizing women and children, for example, in Hungary. That's a rational approach. But of course, Viktor Orban of Hungary is being demonized by the European Union for his insistence on implementing the laws of the European Union and of a Hungarian nation state. Here, you're in a situation where the French government is totally subordinate to US dictates. This is a country that has been completely taken over by US imperialism, just as Germany. And France doesn't really have a foreign policy. It does whatever Washington tells it to do.
Okay, it's always good to get your thoughts on this. Geraud O'Connell, thanks very much for joining us from Paris this Saturday evening.